USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump clarifying remarks he made over the weekend at a rally in Tulsa concerning coronavirus testing. Reporters were pressing him this morning about the remark that he had told people to slow down the testing so there weren't so many cases being detected. The White House says he was joking, and the president said the same thing this morning, adding,
"Our tests are the best in the world, and we have the most of them. By having more tests, we find more cases."
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House as he prepared to head to Arizona, where he's making a campaign appearance later today. First, he'll be touring a section of new border wall. President Trump's also promising tough action against those who try to damage or topple statues or monuments. That after last night, a mob tried to topple a statue of Andrew Jackson right outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Despite the administration's efforts to block the release of it, John Bolton's new memoir, The Room Where It Happened, is hitting the shelves today. Bolton's denying that he ever said he would vote for Democrat Joe Biden, though, over President Trump in November. The former NSA trying to clear things up in an ABC News interview that aired last night.
"I'm not going to vote for him in November. Certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden either. I'm going to figure out a conservative Republican to write in."
Some foreigners will not be able to get U.S. work visas, at least for the time being. President Trump issuing an order yesterday that will stop visas for tech workers, low-skilled laborers, spouses of some visa holders, and others for the remainder of this year. University professors, farm and food processing workers, they are exempt from that order. Wall Street stocks still higher since the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up by about 1% so far. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iowa State University and now the FBI are investigating a racist email that was sent to nearly 5,000 employees of the university. The message said it was from Equity Prime Mortgage, but once it was opened, it contained racist language and references to white supremacy. ISU was able to remove 70% of the messages before they were read by recipients, and then they were able to block the sender. The in-person turnout may have been below expectations, but the President Trump rally on Saturday night did draw a huge audience on the one major news channel that carried it live, as the Fox News channel drew a total audience of 7.66 million viewers between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, far ahead of the non-rally coverage that was airing on CNN and MSNBC at the time. It was also the largest Saturday audience in Fox News Channel's 24-year history, and it was the network's highest-rated telecast of the year after the president's State of the Union address. And Hollywood exec Steve Bing has died after reportedly committing suicide. TMZ is reporting the 55-year-old writer, producer, director jumped to his death from the 27th floor of his luxury apartment on Santa Monica Boulevard late yesterday. Bing worked on movies from Kangaroo Jack to Get Carter and Rock the Casbah. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.